say what he was thinking, and we've always loved that about him. Even remember, what was it, Matt? Beginning of August, like right after practice started. Remember I said, I just got a text that Steve Spurrier called a press conference. We got enemies out there, and I'm going to be here a long time, and we got a good team, and I love my players, and y'all wait and see. He just sounds sad now. He was asked about, because they play LSU on Saturday, and so the first question of the press conference was, you watch Leonard Fournette on tape, what do you think of him? And he starts to talk about Leonard Fournette, and then he quickly morphs into how bad his own team is. Says, Fournette's one of those backs that it's hard for a defensive back to tackle him. When he gets in the secondary, he heads for the goal line. A lot of times our guys get up to the defensive back, stop and go the other way. I wish we had somebody to run, try to run through them occasionally, but I guess that's sort of where we are right now. So I will give the assembled media credit. The next question, which I'm sure was going to be about Brandon Harris or Trayvon Doral or whatever, go the other way with it. Coach Spurrier, do you think that you have the players to compete in the SEC? Response, I don't know. Time will tell. We'll see if we can put them in a position to play. Time will tell that as well, but we got a lot of work to do. He was then asked, your first season here, 2005, you started 2-3, but then y'all rallied and finished 7-5. You're 2-3 right now. Does this season remind you of that? Quote, no, not really. Not too much. We're just not very good. I guess that's not too encouraging right there. I don't know. We'll see.
Gee, is that what we're left with? We'll see.
Somebody asked him about, well, how have you looked in practice this week? Quote, I wish I could say we would look really good in practice, but we're not, and we're just not doing it in the game, but that would be misleading. We're not practicing very well either.
So how does this all end then? I want you to fast forward to January 4th. Are they encouraging him?
4-8.
Okay, but are they encouraging him then to maybe it's time to walk away? Or is that completely in his hands?
I think you do too. I think that there was a conversation down at Turner Field with Bobby Cox.
Yeah, I think they just said it's time. And Bobby would still be managing. He wanted to retire as much as I want to retire.
I know there was a conversation with Bobby Bowden. There was probably needed to be one with Ann Bowden as well.
There were several conversations with Bobby through the years.
I think it'll be one conversation with Steve Spurrier. Now, you know what the curveball is here? Is that he has tried to been, he has wanted to finish this on an uptick.
Right.
So that his son Scotty and his son Steve Jr. would have more of an impressive resume. There's a feeling that once Steve Spurrier is out of the job here, once he goes to Crescent Beach, Scotty Spurrier has coached his last game, and Steve Jr. is going to have a hard time getting hired.